Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WMCFM College Park. You're listening to Sean Mons Mons, and this is your DJ, Sean Mon. We got a great show for you guys today. My week was way too busy to actually create a theme, so this is a very rare case where I'm kind of just doing a filler episode for a little bit, just playing you guys some stuff that I enjoy. But we're going to kick it off with a quick little PSA, then we're going to get right into it. All right.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
All right. We have a, I don't want to say an eventful episode today, but like we got some really good stuff I want to show you guys. I've been finding a lot of great new albums and just like, kind of expanding my horizons in the last few weeks, as I always try to do. But we're going to kick it off right now. We have one of my favorite shoegaze bands, I want to say, in the last, like, 10 or so years, or more than 10 years. But we got Ringo Death Star, one of the best band names I've ever heard, too. But this is their song, Brightest Star, off of their album, Mauve. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
We'll be right back.
と目が覚めたわけはこいつの仕業か目覚まし時計余計なことするなこの俺のことは頼むからほっといててくださいほんとよく喋るなうるさい鳴り続けるベル手伸ばし止めるあと5分は寝るつもりが目覚める目覚める冗談でしょうなんでしょうなんでそうなるかねなるかえ今日は日曜ごきげんよういかがですか不機嫌だよ見てみろ空模様なんとも不愉快な朝迎えたな空は霧の向こう視界はゼロ昨日の夜中見たほうき帽子夜空を走る方針もしもしどこに消えたのさあの景色飛び切り息な計らい貸し切りの夜空は霧の中まだ覚めぬ夢の中から消えて見えてうっすら日差し差し込む光映し出す人影誰あれかがし騙しまやかし超やかましカラスだますますます人肌ぬくもり恋しい一人ぼっちそんな時時とする振動伝わるバイブ身につけたベル見またか仲間からの伝言至急電話かけろ電話番号は334567集合超目で会おう
絵日記の中をめくる1ページの中に眠る続くめくるページを1ページずつさまよえる子羊たちを諭す銅から金にも変わる天然の泉も湧き出る水お水火にかけて沸騰ネットになるまで辛抱じっと待ちましょうわらじの足で橋を架け架け橋はいらない止めどなく今ペンで綴らないいる魚はいる釣り堀ではなく沖に出るでしょう四方八方またイラに潰さないように一つ地一種埋めながら夏を待ち続けるありがちな風景お日記で綴れ15丁目この街にはいろんなシナリオが生まれる降ってくる12時の信号が青に変わる栄に明かりを浴びる明かりを浴びる歯車がさ合わん買わん中戻る鮭か知らん観覧車もがらんドトールもからんなる昼トークで鳴るオルガンガラガラガラ声のダミ声のマイルス奏でるトランペットベッドルームウーム言わさず響き渡るさあ始まる一日カチコチ落ちもなく俺に拍車かける回る時計いらん切らん光る光でわかる日時計俺選ぶくすぶる街はニヒルで溢れんばかりの笑みはこっちへ15丁目ヘメヘメくるめくるめく光の中絵
日記の中をめくる1ページの中に眠る深く
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was Brightest Star by Ringo Death Star, and that song that we just played was this amazing Japanese boom bap album. The song is Jiogakuchime. Jiogakuchime. I'm probably butchering the pronunciation, but the album is The Deep by Soul Scream. I've been listening to that a lot when I've been studying because like the beats are just really amazing, really great. 90s, okay, I was going to say 90s tinged, but like, how can it be tinged by the 90s if it is from the 90s? You know what I mean? But The Deep by Soul Scream, highly recommend it. Great album. Now, as of late, I would say, at the very least, like last week, very bright, very vibrant, very just glorious outside. It looked very amazing. It was such, I had such a like enjoyable, overwhelming feeling of just positivity. And when I think of that, I think the Lemon Twigs. So I've been diving down into their discography. So like the next few songs are going to be by the Lemon Twigs, or like Lemon Twigs and Lemon Twigs adjacent, or Lemon Twigs adjacent and also the Lemon Twigs. The next song that we're going to be hearing is called Spirit Without a Home by Brian D'Addario, which is one half of the Lemon Twigs. They got a new album coming out, and I want to say in a few months or so, But to quench my Lemon Twigs thirst, I'm just listening to like a lot of like kind of like their adjacent works. This album is called Till the Morning by Brian D'Addario. This song is called Spirit Without a Home. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
Be
All right, if you're just tuning in, we just played a little three songs. We played Spirit Without a Home by Brian D'Addario off his album Till the Morning, which is one half of the Lemon Twigs. And we also did, in fact, play the Lemon Twigs. We just played What Were You Doing by the Lemon Twigs off their album Everything Harmony, which is also my favorite album from them. Hot take, not too sure about that. I think it might be. And what you just heard was Can't Hide Love by Azar Lawrence off his album People Moving. I got to throw in some like jazz fusion whenever I can, like smooth jazz elements. Anyways, this is where I'm probably going to lose a lot of my listeners. It's okay. But I always got to I always feel obligated to throw in some like metal and punk stuff. So like this is a section where we're going to get a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more cathartic, if you will. This is off their latest album. This is the band Poison Ruin off their album, you know, like I said, off their latest album, Hymns from the Hills. This is the closing track, which is probably my favorite Poison Ruin song as well. I love the blast beats because typically they're like kind of like a punk slash, like kind of like a more hardcore punk focused group with like medieval gothic aesthetics. But it's kind of really cool to hear them do like things like blast beats. But I don't want to spend some time spitting jargon. This is their song called The Standoff. All right. What you just heard was, right before that, was The Standoff by Poison Ruin. And the song you just heard after that was Prom Song by Pile, which, actually, fun fact, I just heard live last weekend. Yes, I saw McCluskey and Pile live in concert. And to say they were both phenomenal would kind of be a little bit of an understatement, because they both killed it. And this is coming from someone who, I guess, like, hasn't really, like, listened to much Pile. I definitely went for a McCluskey, but, like, Pile absolutely killed it. Like, they were loud as all heck, man. Like, I didn't bring earplugs with me, which is kind of, like, my fault. But I remember, like, listening to it, like, you know, when they came on, I was like, they were loud. I was like, okay, I think I might need to lose my spot so I can grab earplugs. I didn't actually do it, so my ears might be dead in, like, maybe 20 years or so. But they put on an amazing show, and hearing Prom Song live was absolutely killer, to say the least. The solo, I think he, I remember, like, when they were playing it, it was like, okay, this is a slow dance song. And then they just kind of just, like, went into that. And hearing it all live was so cathartic and amazing, even though I wasn't actually really familiar with the song, if I'm being completely honest. But the next song we're going to play is actually a McCluskey song. And dare I say, my favorite McCluskey song, I'd say? I think it's probably my favorite one. They also played this one live, but unfortunately, I don't have much video of it, because sorry for being in the moment. I don't know. But this song is called Alan is a Copper Killer by McCluskey. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. I hope you do as much as I did. We'll be right back.
toes me down. I don't care, I'll burn out anyhow. It's for a lamb, girl, nothing to see. I hear the sirens come for me.
All right, what you guys just heard a while before that was Alan is a Cowboy Killer by McCluskey, then Footprints by Warning off their album Watching from a Distance, and then what you just heard right now was Incinerate by Sonic Youth. Now, this is right now, so the last song of our show, unfortunately. I may or may not see you guys next week, which is kind of crazy. I may or may not see you guys next week. I apologize for that. But whatchamacallit? We're down to our last song. This came out last week. This is Talon by Lip Critic. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I'm going to try my best to, but yeah, I'll catch you guys next week. Hopefully. But yeah.
Everything.